Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this show number 24 on Equilarium FM, our wonderful new manifestation. So this week, around my kitchen table, the Real Holistic Housewives will be discussing the natural power of attraction, magnetism and nutrition. We will be taking you on a journey from ill health to well-being and beyond, with our very special guest, Nikki Edgell, who will be sharing how we can all radiate vibrancy by eating nature's bountiful harvest and living in harmony with Earth's magnetic energies. So let me welcome you to my wonderful co-hosts. I've got Carmen Vestergaard.
Hello, hello, hello. Lovely to be here again.
Wonderful. Josephine Tyrrell.
Hello, Claire. Hello, everyone. Lovely to be here with you today.
The beautiful Anita Young.
Hello, gorgeous people.
And this week's special guest, Nikki Edgell.
Hello.
Welcome.
I'm so thrilled to be here.
It's an absolute honour to have you here. It's wonderful. I have to just say a big shout out to our regular co-host, which is Jill Osman. Hello.
Hello, hello. Jill. Hello. Off doing your amazing work in France.
Down in France, yes.
Missing you already, Jill.
Yeah, and Jill's normally the anchorman on this show. So
She's our techie.
So fingers crossed everything goes well without her. But anyway, yeah, interesting times we're living in, and she's chosen to step away at a very interesting moment where technology tends to be going up the wall with all this wonderful power of this new mighty blood moon that we've just had. So how's that been for everybody? Did you see it for starters?
No, I didn't see it. Did you?
Yeah.
What did you tell us of your experience?
Well, it was amazing. First of all, I saw it when it was just starting to go in the eclipse. I could see part of it going, and it was still black and white. And then I saw it again 2 hours later, and it was just going into this lovely glow. The glow of the it was orange and going into red. And it was just magnificent. And all the stars, it was the stars that were so amazing because you could see them so much brighter somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how that was.
On like a normal full moon,
yeah,
you don't get to see so many stars because they're so bright. But that particular night,
I wonder if it was because it was the darker colour allowed those bright.
Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because the Star of Bethlehem that we said was in the sky, and it's almost like the stars are singing and rejoicing and accompanying what's going on a
global level. Also, what was very wonderful for us here in the UK is normally we miss out on these things because we have such perpetual cloud cover. You know, and normally it's like, oh, did you see the photos? Like, no, in England we didn't. We had cloudy skies. Mm-hmm. But this year we had the clearest skies. And in fact, a girlfriend called from Florida and said that they had cloudy skies, so they couldn't see it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so for once it was our turn to actually be bathed in that beautiful light. So did you have your crystals out?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah, so they're all out there recharging.
Crystals, yes.
And that mighty moon. Because I think it was you were saying earlier on, Nikki, that it's only the fifth time in a century.
In a century, yeah. It's very, very close to the Earth, the Moon, so that's why it appears to look loads better. I think it looks about 12% bigger than it normally does.
Yeah.
And we had a few in the summer, actually, last year. I remember it was camping, and it's like, whoa, and we made up songs all about the moon, and started howling to the moon. It was just fantastic around the campfire. But we do get these super moons, but this one is especially near, and then to have the lunar eclipse on the super moon is really rare.
Yeah. And then also, we're coming from Brighton, and so we're right by the sea here.
Mm.
And my brother said that on the Sunday, that they went down to the beach and that they had the largest difference. They had a 6 meter difference between high tide and low tide.
Oh, right,
which
goodness.
Is like the biggest ever here.
Wow.
And we've got several piers, and one of them's a the sort of wreck of a pier, and it's quite a long way out in the sea. But unusually, the tide was so far out that people were walking along there at that level, like you were on the promenade.
Wow.
And he said, if you hadn't known that it was the full moon that had this effect, you might think that a tsunami was coming or something, because the water had just receded so far back.
Gosh.
And so it was really clearly visible, the physical effect that the moon was having on the planet. And if you think that we're between 70 and 90% water ourselves,
yes.
It's not a surprise that it's having a massive effect, on the emotions and on the organs, on us.
The physical and the emotional.
Yeah. Exactly, that pull.
Yeah. And on so many different levels as well. I don't know what everyone else's experience of this new supermoon was, but you had an interesting experience, Anita, of it, didn't you?
What, with the emotional aspect?
No,
aspect
not, with the, not with the emotional aspect, with your extra visitors.
Oh, I don't know what it is about me. So I think what's happened, and I think one of you girls mentioned it around the table today, is that the spirits become unrested.
Oh.
And it stirs up a lot of spirit activity. So we've had to move a lot of spirits onto the light, Josephine, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's like I can feel them in my body, and I try to go to sleep, and they're kind of disturbing my energy. And it's this unrest. It's brought unrest on that level.
Mm. So maybe this is what a lot of us are feeling with our disturbed sleep in the last week.
Yeah.
And like I was saying, my neighbour, my friend, in her neighbour's house, she was outside looking at this amazing moon, and she said, "It's just amazing." But she said, all the unrested souls are out. And she said, "I'm really surprised my neighbour's not woken up, because there's this person just banging on her window so loud, this spirit. Banging on my neighbour's window." And she's like, "She can't believe she's not awake."
Wake up.
Oh, lucky thing. I wish I could have slept through that.
But yes, you're exactly right. There's a lot of...
And
within all of us, this rising of things that just need to be cleared.
That need to be cleared.
It's a fantastic time to be harnessing that amazing power, and to let it's a natural time through the equinox in any case, and we've got this extra help.
Isn't it interesting that it's the time of harvest? So you're reaping what you've sown, and so it's also bringing up stuff that you is allowed to be settled, like sediment. So you also need to weed out that garden. So for that harvest, you can bring in everything, but not all of the fruit's good for eating. It's the time to sort of sort the seed from the chaff, as it were, and chuck out the bad stuff, the rotten fruit, one rotten apple that will spoil the lot. It's all coming up, isn't it? So bring it up.
And there's no room for any tiny little incy wincy bit. It's not as light with your soul now. It's like before you might have got away with, "Oh, well, that can just, I won't look at that, or I won't release that." No, not the case. Every single thing that's not in alignment with you, your soul, your soul's purpose, is to be dropped now.
Yeah.
And you're
right now. Yeah,
calling,
so that you can get onto that glorious, magnificent, majestic miracle path that we know we're here to live right now. And it begins now. Showtime.
Showtime, exactly.
And on that note, Claire, you've got another amazing channeling to share with us, haven't you?
I have, actually. And this is an incredibly powerful piece. And it's all about this incredible blood moon that we've just had. So if you'd like to get yourself comfortable, and if possible, close your eyes so you can get into a light meditative state.
And refrain
from driving or operating any heavy machinery.
Exactly. Okay, so this came on the 27th. "The time of the blood moon, it would seem, is upon the scene, and great changes are in store for you all. Massive amounts of extra love and light are showering down upon your stage, and all players are being asked to ready themselves and to know their lines, for as soon as the curtain's raised, the most amazingly powerful performance of your entire life can begin. 'Tis what you have been in training for, 'tis what your heart has been calling for, the chance to play your part in the most incredible story of hope of all time. 'Tis, of course, an age-old tale of love that will prevail over all the trials and tribulations, twists and turns, through which we learn the true meaning of the word. love can conquer anything, and it has the highest ring with which every heart is born to sing. 'Tis a passionate and exciting adventure filled with thrills and spills and suspense. Incredible tension and suspension of all ideas of normality and reality. 'Tis a divine comedy and an exquisite fantasy, where beauty and harmony express with ease and grace all the wisdom and potential of the human race. Take this blood moon as your cue. Now is the time to be the boldest, bravest you. No more hiding in the wings, for now is the time the performance of your life begins. 'Tis the performance of all time. The global premiere with a cast of many thousands. Lightworkers singing and dancing in spectacular ways, choreographed and guided from on high. Working in beautiful harmony and support of each other in every way, to be the greatest they can all be at the end of the day. By working in unison, the epic story can unfold. It cannot be told by any one, two, or three. 'Tis vitally important for the power and impact and truth of what the story holds, for you all to come together and heed the mighty call. Players to your places. The script is the blueprint written on your soul. Open up your hearts and minds and get into the flow of the show. Now is the time to let your voices be heard and the wisdom to be seen in your every word. Magic and majesty abound, and a new understanding will be found. 'Tis veritably time indeed, when what the world is in need of most is a mighty vision of hope. The peace and enlightenment can be shared by the worldwide audience. Lead by example. Be the shining stars you already are. Be the main attraction. Lights, music, action, love.
Wow. Oh. So stay with us till after the break, and then afterwards we'll have another talk about this amazing reading that you've just read to us.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So welcome back after the break. So we're just having a quick discussion about that mighty piece and how exciting that was.
It's amazing. I mean, like you said, it's showtime now, isn't it? It's about everybody really stepping into their own truth.
Yeah.
And we've been particularly talking about this as, you know, all of us who are working on this beautiful project of Equilarium and bringing in our healing arts.
Our collective.
It's a collective energy, yeah. Mm. And I like the word playing there. It's not workers to your places.
No.
Players to your places.
Players.
A whole different paradigm, folks.
Yes. Yeah.
Whole different paradigm.
It's true.
Yeah. Life. Going back to children playing, but as an adult.
Yeah.
That childlike play quality. Stress and strife, it's all old, ditch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And coming from that place, from your heart.
Yeah.
Love,
that beautiful,
you know.
Love.
Also, you know how people say, you know, this isn't the rehearsal. You know, this is your life.
Yeah.
Well,
showtime.
This is saying all the rehearsals are over. Mm. This is showtime. Players to your places. Curtains going up. And this, all rehearsing is done. So, and it's what your training has been. All the story of your life so far up until this point is about who you are stepping forward from this point beyond, isn't it? So, you know, make the changes. Ditch everything that's not working. You know, dare to listen.
And that's
listen.
Not going to be easy.
No.
However, we as the 5-star healers that we now have morphed into.
Yeah, the Real Holistic Housewives. We're still here around my kitchen table, but we also have day jobs where we actually go out as the 5-star healers. Mm-hmm. So we've been, in fact, invited to take our healing arts out into the real world and to come and meet fellow people in need out beyond my kitchen table and take all our powers and strengths that we have, much like you listeners out there. Once you start gathering and you start stepping into your own strength, you know, you'll start drawing to you like-minded people, people that resonate with the same vibration. And so we've, as you said, evolved into the 5-star healers. And so this is our cue to come out as who we are.
We are, aren't we? And it's been a natural progression. And we're almost learning about actually how powerful the combined energy of all 5 of us actually is.
It's that natural power
of
attraction.
Collective.
Yes.
Yeah, it's that power of attraction.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one thing you're doing your healing work on your own, but together we've noticed in our work, when we work together as a collective, our energies are just amazing
It expands exponentially. Mm-hmm. It just does, doesn't it? And so then that attraction, you bring more and more people into your world and it just keeps, you know.
And the natural attraction of drawing people, you know, even around our kitchen table, having you, the lovely Nikki, with us today as well, you notice the different energies around the table and you think, this is wonderful. You know, your collective energy as a whole, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's within that way where you can all get together, you can be a support for each other, and the healing begins, you know, with that.
Yeah.
And I love it because actually I've always enjoyed the fact that we call it complementary therapies rather than alternative. And we are actually all complementing each other with everything that we bring, you know,
absolutely,
when we do our healing. Yeah. So there's no one of these better than the other.
Exactly.
There's no competition. It's like we just flow with it. We just go in, we see what's needed, and we all bring our wisdom, our energy, you know, all our abilities into it. And it's just, it's like making a cake, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's having all the beautiful ingredients and making this amazing cake at the end of the day.
It's wonderful.
And like that piece just said, no one, two, or three can do this.
No.
It's about that collective, that working in unison, support of each other. And that's what this new paradigm is about. Competition is out of the window. Collaboration.
I love that word.
Yeah,
because everybody's equal.
Yeah.
And like Carmen said, we've all got our own special gifts.
Yeah.
And together, the synergy is amazing, isn't it? It's just amazing. Yeah.
And in that, when you work together, coming from that beautiful heart energy, in the divine essence of agape, which is like the purest form of love, the highest form of love. There are 4 types of love in the Bible. And agape is the highest form. It's the love that Jesus gave to his father, and that he gave to his followers. So if you support each other in that essence, then that's what you're putting forward. You know, your collective energy is going to be absolutely amazing.
Beautiful. So it's that pure divine love essence, because it's very interesting. I'm reading a book right now, and it's called Take Me to Truth. And it talks about ego love.
Mm.
And it talks about the ego believes that if the love can turn into hate. That's the old paradigm of love. You know, like you have a relationship with somebody and then somebody projects something at the other person and then you end up splitting up and then you hate each other and then you have to come to forgiveness and oneness. That's not the love that's agape.
No.
Agape love is this pure, high vibrational, highest form of love.
It's unconditional. It's
pure
unconditional. It's, you know,
it's the love that a child has for its parent.
Absolutely.
Unconditional.
Yeah. Unconditional love.
Exactly. And we always think that it's the other way around, that the parent has the unconditional love for the child, but that ain't true, actually.
No,
you know, because it's a huge energy giver to be a parent, isn't it? But of course, we do it because the gain is the unconditional love.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, the child gets nurtured in the way it needs to and survives to grow up into their own self.
For nature's way.
It's absolutely nature's way. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But you're right, because that unconditional love is coming from the innocence of child.
So
it's the purest love. It is the heart.
It is
love before it gets corrupted by the mind and all the judgment and all the teachings of the outside world and the experience of the outside world. It's that pure agape.
And we say, really, I think probably you've all said this, that our children are our greatest teachers because they're teaching us to go back to that love that we also had when we were a child, but we squashed and it morphed and what have you. But that's what they teach us. That's what I think they're here to do for us.
But also, you know, we talk about, you know, healing vibrations and you know, we're here raising vibrations across the nations. But when you're in the essence of agape, if the essence of who you are and what you do is agape, you're resonating at such a high vibration. And talk about natural attraction, that's when the law of attraction really comes into force, because if you're vibrating at that level of unconditional love, that's what you're giving out. By, you know, the law of attraction is actually, it's not a primary law, actually the law of vibration is the primary law. And if we're resonating at that level, then what actually happens is that the law of compensation comes back to you. And it's that old adage, you know, you get back what you give out. But the first thing, of course, is in the giving. And it's always in the giving. So people get it mixed up. They think that they've got to get before they give, and it's the wrong way around. And we find more and more the discussions that we're having that things are getting turned in their head, isn't
it? Yeah, it's like life is becoming flipped upside down, but the right way up. Love, joy, and the other the old paradigm is being shifted. So so it's humanity's writing itself. You know, for what we've known that is truth is now starting to become truth. So we live truth, and then we manifest the miracles that we're born to live in life every day. We're manifesting miracles, but being consciously aware of them. But we're not necessarily consciously manifesting them. You know, like visualization, it just is naturally happening. I love that piece that you shared, Claire. The three things that masters
of the laws of attraction
avoid.
Yeah, that was really interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The first one was arguing and debating.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're building separation between you and the other person who you're having your discussion with. Mm. So you're projecting a right and a wrong. So you're instantly making a black and white stance.
Mm.
And then the next one was keeping up with the Joneses, which is fantastic.
Competition.
And if you're trying to aspire to something someone else is aspiring to, it's not necessarily going to bring you any satisfaction whatsoever. Who's to say that it does the people you're trying to aspire to anyway? But you've got to go from your own heart for what you're looking for. And then the third one was people-pleasing.
Mm.
And so it's a very short-term thing, because you think you're doing it to keep the peace often, but you're losing your sense of who you are within it, because the message you're putting out to the universe is that you're not worthy of being loved unless you do something for somebody else. And then not only that, it's that your heart's true desire doesn't count the highest. Because you don't allow yourself to do what you need to be doing, because you're pleasing somebody else, in which case you're never giving that the voice. But now is the time to listen to what your heart wants, do what you want, so then you're in that vibration of you're most creative, you're most satisfied and fulfilled, then you're the greatest person you can be around, and then that will please more people than if you consciously go about trying to people please.
And I've just had the thought that if everybody followed their true heart's desire, I think all the conflict in the whole world would just stop.
Absolutely. Coming from that
exactly.
Can you imagine a world where we all came from this divine love, agape?
Yeah.
You know, it would just...
Yeah.
There would be world peace. There absolutely would be world peace.
Yeah. But also, because there'd be this an open, honest heart. Because, you know, like, particularly with women and with girls, you know, we've got daughters and they're having trouble at school or what have you. A lot of this sort of, you know, excuse my
French. That's keeping up with the Joneses, isn't it?
The cattiness that you get amongst them is, you know, it's, oh, I hate her, don't like her. It's just like, well, if you spoke from the heart, it's just like, oh, I think she's really, really pretty. I think she's really, really beautiful. I feel really threatened by her because she's amazing. And it comes out as bitchy comments and backstabbing and horrible stuff. And then the other person would have the responsibility to go, oh, no, 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 you know, I'm really worried about this. And they could show their vulnerability in, you know, but it doesn't. It all comes out as daggers to each other. And she said, if you actually just said you'd like to be a friend of yours, which is so often the way, is that you actually only want to make contact, and they make negative contact rather than positive contact, but they just want to. So if you all came from the heart, imagine how many friends people would have. It would just be so different, the actual flow.
It would
flow.
Become a united world.
And it would be amazing.
I truly feel that that's where we're headed. That is where we're headed, one by one.
Well, I think after the break, we'll come back and we're going to ask Nikki to share with us her wonderful story. And what you've learned along your journey.
I'd be delighted.
Yeah, and how you're taking that into the wider world. First, you brought it around here, shared it with all of us, which is fantastic. But you are raising vibrations, you know, in a mighty way across the nations, and we're all here to support you 100%. And it has to be said, we're all sitting here using different pieces of magnetic magic, I just call it magnetic magic to make us all feel better. So,
but yeah, your story is so inspiring, Nikki. I cannot wait to hear and to share with us all, and tell us some more the bits we might have missed. It's quite amazing.
Well, it brings me great joy to hear you say that, because I think that is really one of my callings, is to bring inspiration and joy to others, and to, you know, give hope that you can make that shift. You can, anyone can.
Yeah. And promote nature's way.
Yes. You know, so. In a very natural way.
Yeah.
Connect with being the human beings that we decided to come in as.
Yeah, wonderful.
We could all do a bit of help with that sometimes.
Absolutely. But often it takes a crisis to make you realise, a crisis in your life, you know, the point that you reach where you think, I can't live this way, I have to honour myself to live this way.
Yeah, and I think that's what this blood moon's brought up for a lot of people.
But that's what that piece is about also, Claire.
Yeah.
Players to their places.
Players to your places, because it's now on. So, Nikki, after the break, is going to tell us what to do when you get your places. So stay with us.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Greetings, fellow soul travelers. This is Dr. Amelia Kemp with OM Times Radio. If you've been stressed mentally or emotionally, then join me on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show, where you'll learn you're not sick, you're sacred. And by aligning with the soul is what makes you whole.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on OM Times Radio.
So, welcome back. And here we are with the wonderful Nikki Edgell, and we're all waiting to hear your gorgeous story. So would you like to tell us, you know how you told me the other day, your life story, how it began, and it took you to where you are? Because it's just so inspirational.
Yeah, so I guess I have to take you back 51 years. You know, so that was my birth year, 51 years ago. And I was born into a medical family. My father was a GP. My mother was a nurse. And they were very, very much of the old paradigm of, you know, conventional medicine and trying to really help their children. There were four of us born very, very quickly. Only girl, three brothers. And I very soon developed allergies. When I was about 6 or 7, I started to become really allergic to cats and feathers and dust mites and lots of different things. So my very loving parents did what they could to help me with that. So I had a 2 courses of desensitizing injections, huge courses. They went from small needles to like massive ones that had to go in your backside, which is very distressing, as you can imagine, for a child, because the first lot didn't really work. Well, let's try again. Let's do another lot. They actually subsequently stopped doing these injections for children because they were having all sorts of bad effects on them and having to go to hospital and having to have, you know, breathing apparatus in case someone really keeled over. But anyway, I didn't do that. But what happened was I did go into more ill health. So my allergies didn't go away. I started developing asthma then. And so then I had to have an inhaler for that. And my mental state was never fantastic. You know, I didn't really have great self-esteem, didn't really believe in my abilities to succeed very well at school, found school quite stressful, but still did very well. I felt really unsure of my path, but I did feel to be a healer of some description. I really wanted to be a nurse like my mother. And she sort of said, no, you'll be a skivvy, so be a doctor. So I thought I would do that. So I did science A-levels and basically didn't end up doing medicine because I didn't feel it was really my calling. And also I didn't really believe in myself to do that. So I went off and did something completely different. I did business studies degree, like as if that was really me. But, you know, it was just like a knee-jerk reaction to, you know, get me away from home and to spring out into the world and do something a bit different to my childhood. Mm. And anyway, it's been a very interesting journey. I didn't end up in business long-term, although I did have very many different businesses and so forth. But really my health was always the thing. It was always a thing that, you know, my stomach, my digestive system particularly, asthma, you know, things that were really holding me down, depression, bouts of depression, needing to go off traveling, always searching really for, you know, who am I? I didn't know who I was. I was just really, very, very much searching. And what I know that to be now is the neurotransmitter dopamine. It's like, go search for the resolution of the wound.
Yeah.
You know, and the wound is subconscious. We don't even know where that's come from mostly. Mm. So we're on a search. Anyway, so where did I get to? So I've left home. So yeah. I'm doing business studies. Anyway, to move forward a little bit, I ended up moving to Brighton after 2 or 3 different lots of travels around the world, just absolutely loving kind of going to India and Nepal and Tibet and really like very high vibrational places. Yeah. I felt really peaceful and happy. Mm-hmm. And then I'd come back to England and it was almost like the depression was waving me in at the airport saying, hello, welcome home. and so then I'd go again and you know, I felt so happy in Australia. I was just like every morning I'd wake up feeling just alive. Anyway, so I've had those kind of in and out experiences of feeling great. But then coming back and really feeling bad again. And so I went to the doctor, had antidepressants, and really that didn't make any difference to me. I didn't feel great on that, and I knew that wasn't the way. So I came to Brighton, had my children, and my health was bad. it was still bad. And I was really, you know, mentally low, digestively bad. So I went to an evening course to learn about natural nutrition. And immediately I started to put a few things into practice. My body started to feel better. I thought, wow, this is amazing. Wow, I'm going to go and learn this. Yeah. So, of course, I picked the maverick in the world of nutritional teachers, and that's Barbara Wren, and I studied natural nutrition with her. And she taught me about the journey. It's not about the symptoms. It's really about the cause and looking for the root cause. What is it? You know, and about cellular energy, which is really interesting because I've come full circle to really understanding what that is in terms of nature's energies and the charge in our cells and how important that is. So, I don't know, where did I get to? I've had children, I've had an amazing training. I'm starting to teach because I'm a natural teacher. I love to share what I know. So I started doing nutritional healing courses and working at the farmer's market, giving out free advice and generally seeing clients. But again, my health wasn't great and it should have been. I had a great diet. I had a great lifestyle. Everything looked great on the outside, but inside there was something really uneasy. And I had this massive calling to get out of the city. You know, I just felt the energy was just really closing in on me. And I was just, I've got to get to the countryside. I had this real calling to go to the countryside, to be in nature. But, of course, I went, I took the whole family. You know, they didn't particularly want to move. But I was like, no, we have to go. So we went to Lewis. Now, I don't know if everybody in the room has the same experience of Lewis that I have, but it's got some very different energies there. Lots of old energies. And as soon as I was there, something got very, very much triggered in me, a very deep past memory of 500 years ago. And it freaked me out. Mm. I mean, I really went into depression. I went into anxiety, and my husband calls it my gap year now because it led to us moving back to Brighton and a real adrenal burnout. I had a nervous breakdown as a result of all of that. But in a way, it feels to me like it was important in my journey to have gone through that crisis. You know, we were talking about crisis earlier. It was like my inner heart wasn't still being heard and needed to shift something to really reveal it myself to myself. And my energy was so low that I couldn't hear myself. And so that was when this amazing Japanese company called Nikken fell into my world. It literally found me. I wasn't looking for it. I just went to a random talk on bone health because I thought that would be interesting one winter's morning. And I've discovered these amazing products that replicate Earth's energies. And my life started to transform. I mean, unbelievably.
But it's amazing, you know, what you're saying to me in your journey. It's amazing. You've come from this traditional medicine background, and then with your father and mother being the doctor and the nurse, immunisation, and goodness knows the effect of that on all of our systems. And
the mercury, yes,
absolutely. And I don't know what was in those injections that you had as a child. I hate to think what was in those injections. But then you've transformed to natural foods and you've felt better. But it sounds to me like there's something missing with you as well. And I think it's the sun as well as the sun's rays.
Yes.
And of course, we don't get too much sun when we're in the UK. But it sounded like every time you were away, there was lots and lots of sun.
Yeah.
Of course, the sun vibrates at 528 frequency,
that's,
you know.
Right.
And so then if these wonderful products can put you in touch with Earth's energy, you know, I think we've all got to listen to what's within ourselves and think, how am I resonating? Mm-hmm. You know, am I in true alignment with myself? What's wrong? Mm-hmm. But it's often joining the dots backwards that you find out.
So the ahas for me now are that, yes, you need a great diet. You need to be your own self healthcare provider. Mm. You know, don't give your responsibility over to someone else. Find what works for you. Really eat with the seasons. So right now it's harvest time. We're getting to root vegetables, underground vegetables, more dense sort of solid. Mm. In the summer we eat much more high vibrational things, yes. things that grow on top of yeah. the ground. So yes, like be in tune with that, definitely. And we know we need to move our bodies. Mm. Sure, these things we know all about. But what we haven't been taught about is the connection with nature, yeah, you know, yeah, and how much better do we all feel mm-hmm. when we're in nature?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah, we're so lucky here. We've got this wonderful countryside right on our doorstep mm-hmm. and the sea. So we've got the negative ions mm-hmm. are in the air mm-hmm. that nature provides us to make us feel calm mm-hmm. and uplifted. Absolutely. And to clear any kind of acidity from our cells. So it's just a natural process. I mean, even a negative emotion or an explosive emotion can produce positive ions.
Yes.
So the air, the atmosphere balances that for us. Okay. And then, of course, the sun that you said, you know, the far infrared of the sun is the warming, the deep warming. So it really helps with that acidity removal from us, really from our core cells. Every cell in our body needs to rid itself on a daily basis. It's just part of being human. And when we connect with that, and again, if we go out in the summer, don't we just feel better?
Yeah,
we light up. It's like a light bulb.
But haven't we got it back to front again? You know, because even, you know, the old adage was, don't go out in the sun, don't go out in the midday sun.
Lather yourself with these toxic,
with these creams on and everything else. And we're coming to find out that actually, you know, go out in the midday sun because that's when it affects your pineal gland.
Yes, and the blue light.
Exactly. Yeah. And you actually need it to resonate at that high vibration. Yeah.
And to get in tune with your natural circadian rhythm.
And your digestion as well. That helps all your digestion. Yeah. Exactly.
And the nervous system calms. Mm. And what we know now is that all of these amazing products that Nikon have provided are bringing nature from the outside into our homes, into our toxic homes. So we haven't got negative ions in our air that we breathe in our homes. We haven't got the earth's magnetism in our homes because we're detached from it. And actually, right now in history, the earth's magnetism is about 50% less than it was 500 years ago. It's a natural course of polarity flipping.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. So I think after the break, we're going to talk some more about that. More about your earth magnetism. So stay tuned.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
So, welcome back. Nikki, outstanding. Fantastic, fantastic story.
What an inspiration.
What an inspiration. And well, we were just saying in the break, Anita, you've got something lovely
too. Yeah, when I was the connection I made with this company is called Nikken, isn't it?
That's
which
true.
Is N-I-K-K-E-N, which was a Japanese guy.
It is a Japanese company. It's a family-run company. 40 years ago, Mr. Omoto, he had this idea to go with a scientist friend of his to make these amazing insoles that replicated the Earth's magnetism. And he built this incredible business on these insoles because it grounded people. And people were finding that if they had a headache, they'd put them on their head, or if they put them in their bed, they would sleep better. And so over the years, they've really made convenient solutions to our modern-day living by bringing that net natural energy in through into the home. If you sit, then you've got a Nikken seat with the magnets and the far infrared in it to sit on. If you sleep, well, we all sleep. Mm-hmm. We know that's where we restore ourselves overnight. Our cells rid itself of the acidity and the toxins. Our cells also repair themselves. And we can only do that if we get into a really deep restorative sleep. So the sleep system is this amazing system of a top of your mattress, a duvet and a pillow, to cocoon you in nature's energies.
Wow,
incredible. I love my sleep system. I absolutely love it. And, of course, the water. We have to drink water. We are, like you were saying, 70-90% water. We need to be drinking natural water. So Nikken have replicated an amazingly abundant stream in Japan through the filter, through the magnets, and produced alkaline, structured living stream water for us to drink. It's the most delicious water, and it's good for you.
It
the
is
cells
delicious.
Literally
yes.
Suck it up.
It is
amazing.
In drinking it today,
so
it's lovely.
I'm just thinking about the listeners. So if they want to investigate, what website can they look at?
Well, it depends where they are in the world. In America, it's nikken.com. In Europe, it's nikken.eu. But really, it's run in a networking way because the products really need to be experienced and explained. You know, so they have to be explained by consultants. So really find a local consultant to really give you a fantastic personal experience of the product. Claire, you've had, but Claire, you had a big experience this morning.
I did, because I know I've mentioned before that I've got hundreds of food allergies. And a few days ago, I encountered something that's given me a huge allergic reaction. So for the last few days, I've been so out of sorts. My digestion has been completely up the spout. So I haven't been sleeping properly. I woke in the night because I wasn't breathing properly. And, you know, that's when you know you're in real trouble, because it should be an automatic function, just breathing. But I was just like, you know, waking up going, come on, breathe. It was just, everything was out of sorts. This morning when I woke up, I felt like I'd had 3 espresso coffees. My nervous system was just like jangled, yeah. But I haven't had been drinking coffee at all for, you know, weeks. And I came around to Nikki because you were going to give us a demonstration before today's show. So I came in and you said, right, sit on this Nikken seat, drink this water, put your head over this air filter, right? And you put another pack on my back and run around my stomach, which is where my digestion was. And I was just like so jangled when I got there. And within half an hour, I was just a different person. And it was such an incredible... I can only speak from the heart. For me, I was in slight panic because I get out of control with my system and nobody knows what to do with me. I don't quite function in a normal way.
Nor do you fit in with the medical doctors.
I certainly don't fit in with the medical doctors. They want to cut me open and find out what goes wrong. I just trust something doesn't work properly. But being half an hour with your with these magnets and drinking the water and breathing the air, I just felt so calm. I felt really, really
different.
You know
what's very,
just very
come
healed.
To me is,
it was incredible.
Is that when we're balanced in harmony, we make those choices. We're in tune with our soul. We're in tune with love. We're in tune with peace. We make choices and decisions from there.
Yeah.
That's, so it's essential that we bring ourselves into harmony and balance.
Well, this is what we're trying
with
to do.
With Earth energy.
Exactly. That's,
that we are human beings. We have, and that we are electrical things. Mm. Our heart is an electrical thing. Our bodies are electrical things. Mm. Nobody teaches us, apart from food and exercise, that actually... where do we get our voltage charged up from? It's like a mobile phone, or a low voltage light bulb. You know, we would flicker very low. Our energy would be very low, and then everything would struggle. Whereas if we're charged up, if our cells are charged up and they've got a great big high voltage, then we can light up, really, and we can hear that inner wisdom.
And what else is lovely is that piece that you wrote, Claire, was about the collective, everybody uniting.
Yeah.
And this... these companies that have got a bit of a bad reputation from in the past, people have got a judgment against, oh, that's that multi-level marketing stuff. Actually, that needs to be flipped on its head, because it's giving the individual gift, service to the world.
Yes.
And so even that's, reverse that, because actually it is a gift to the world, this
totally.
These products. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, because that takes us towards the... ethos of Equilarium, which is if we can open the heart chakra, if we can open the heart space of people, then they can make better informed decisions. So you're saying, if you're in better harmony and balance with your own energy, you're going to make better informed choices. So you're going to make better leaders, you're going to make better
mothers, parents,
better human beings that will all operate in a much calmer, sort of more balanced way. So
and we'll be able to listen to what is that stage, the true calling,
Absolutely.
Our why, what gets us up and lights us up to get
what
us up in the morning.
Beautiful. Yeah. So I'd just like to read with you to reiterate the mission statement of Equilarium for those who haven't heard it, and to remind you for all those who have, that Equilarium is a visionary project, a global centre of peace and enlightenment.
Mm-hmm. And we're all global ambassadors.
And we're all ambassadors of peace and enlightenment. To build a state-of-the-art, high-vibration, holistic healing centre that is designed to heal the planet as well as the mind, body and spirit of humanity. It has a very specific destination and point of healing where it wants to be in Northern California. To be built on sacred ground, on the volatile and geo-stressed weak point of the planet, the place where it is needed most to deliver harmonious healing energy and vibrations to help counteract and readdress the discordant, disruptive energy on the San Andreas fault line. Equilarium is going to be an amazing new type of architectural earth acupuncture, designed and built using sacred geometry and biogeometry to put good, positive healing vibrations back into the planet. It is going to be a type of empowerment centre to instruct and ignite the hope and self-worth of current and future generations. By working with and teaching the incredible healing power and importance of living in high vibration. As you know, we are on a strong curve of our global awakening, and everyone is experiencing great change as the whole paradigm of our world is shifting. We have to actively take action to become conscious citizens of the planet, not just as inhabitants of our individual states and countries. It should be our united legacy to do whatever we can all do for future generations and the survival of the planet as a healthy, vibrant, pleasant land. We will be looking to provide as much information and education, positive support and guidance to inspire and empower all individuals to understand their own energy and how best to use it for the collective common good.
Mm-hmm.
And also Equilarium is going to be, the one we mentioned here in California, is going to be the forerunner. We aim to have them in all countries around the world so they can bring that positive healing energy and put it back into the planet. Mm. So, working totally with nature's energies.
Mm. But also... and in the spirit of that, we've come together as the five-star healers using a collective healer healing energy, and we've actually decided at this point, after this blood moon coming through and in nature's way, we've decided to come and do a global network, a support network for all the healers and anyone out there that wants to share their wisdom and come together. But tell us about that.
What we do as a collective energy is we hold the space for people to get in alignment, get in attunement. We've got the skills to release anything and everything, all the old paradigms, the beliefs and energy structures that need to be released in order for that person to light up, get with their own program, and then go forward. And that's what we're doing.
Fantastic.
And so we're doing a global network.
Mm. Excellent.
To enable so that.
We'll talk about this more next week.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, we will. Mm-hmm. So that leads me to say thank you so much for Nikki coming to be our wonderful special guest.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Good, really good. And we'll put wonderful. All the information up on the bio of the show page of Equilarium FM. So if any of you listeners are interested in finding up on any of the items that Nikki's discussed and finding where to contact her, please do so. And so to say thank you very much for lovely Anita Young.
Oh,
Jesus. You're about to change your name.
Yes. So I am now from the Blood Moon, actually, Channel of Peace. Do you want me to read that?
If have you have time. Yes, yeah, go for it. I don't know if you have.
I just got a cup with the name of Anita Wisdom, and it's very interesting because Nikki said, what was your name before that? And I said, it was Anita Young. Now, I didn't make any connection to the old name and the new name. And during this show, Nikki said, do you make that connection between going from Young into Wisdom, Cronehood?
Yes.
So I won't read the whole piece, but basically what it is I just woke up with this calling that my name now, my new birthing, my raison d'etre, I'm to be named now Anita Wisdom. So I'm changing my name by deeper.
And it's with that beautiful, you know, we're all coming out now, we're getting in alignment with it, with our calling in life, which is why as five-star healers as well, we're going to go forward as global ambassadors for peace and enlightenment, for healing the sacred heart of humanity. And that's our global calling. And we're
fantastic.
Everyone to join
we are. Come and join the gathering. Mm-hmm. Come and join the global calling for raising and vibrations.
And look out for what's coming. But across the nations.
Across the nations. Yes. Yeah. So.
Join us next week.
Yeah, join us next week for more exciting information. So, namaste, ladies.
Stay golden.
Thank you for listening. Nice.